Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, June 6, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's our custom to prepare these messages each weekday morning with the intent to encourage others all around the world. Thanks for joining us today. Today's message is titled, A Roaring Liar. The scripture texts, and there are two today, are from John 8, verse 44, and 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. And let me point out, the first text is the statements of Jesus to the Pharisees who were opposing him.
You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith.
About 30 years ago, the creative songwriter Keith Green, who both Brooksine and I appreciated very much, penned the thought-provoking words to a song as though they were written by the devil himself. The song was titled, No One Believes in Me Anymore, and the line that I'm referring to today's message is, quote, I put some truth in every lie to tickle itching ears. Well, these words ring scripturally true and are so easily observed in our age. Merely consider the many lies we are exposed to and the efforts to tickle itching ears. In contrast to this, I hear the ancient word of our Lord in his prayer to his Father, Thy word is truth. That's John 17, verse 17.
Our daily text may seem a bit unusual to bring a brief word of encouragement. However, the Bible forthrightly acknowledges the existence of our adversary, the devil. The Bible also provides the spiritual strength and needed tools to overcome the scheming plots of our enemy. Martin Luther referred to the devil as our ancient foe.
Yeah, the full part of that, and I'll share it with the podcast, but still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. And we live some 400, 500 years after Martin Luther lived, and, well, he's still seeking to work us woe. Well, in the first daily text, this ancient foe is presented as a liar. Jesus is speaking to those who opposed him, specifically the Pharisees. His words were very strong and greatly offended the proud Pharisees. In fact, the chapter ends with an attempt to stone Jesus. Well, this encounter is a stark demonstration of the spirit of truth and light opposing the spirit of falsehood and darkness.
In the second text, this ancient foe is presented as a lion. Lions are mentioned frequently in the Bible and lived in Palestine, although they have since disappeared. The last one was killed near Megiddo in the 13th century, according to the Bible Dictionary. In the Bible, the image of a lion is used both positively and negatively. Positively, we read of Christ, who is presented as the Lion of Judah, seated at the right hand of the Father on the throne.
But negatively, we picture the lions devouring David's flock of sheep and the den where Daniel spent the night, which I believe was a peaceful one.
Peter forthrightly identifies him as our enemy. He stands opposed to what the Almighty God of the universe wants for us and began his deceitful craft in the garden.
The phrase, prowls around like a roaring lion, describes the devil's method. It's interesting that Peter would call our attention to this detail. If you've ever been to a zoo, you can picture this prowling action. It seems the lion walks about in a sly, quiet, haughty, and deliberate manner before pouncing on its target.
He's looking for someone to devour.
Let's remember this, not with an attitude of terror, but of caution and preparedness. This text and others give us the tools to overcome our enemy. Read the text again above. Self-control, alertness, resistance, and standing firm in the faith. Well, join Brooksine and I today in overcoming this roaring lion And let's be resolute in staying faithful to the Lion of Judah.
Let's all pray together. Father, as we live in the light of your word, the devil's venomous plots are exposed. We are not caught by surprise, but rather we are filled with your spirit, which prepares us to be on the offense rather than the defense. We walk in truth and confidence as we stand strong on the day of evil. As we wear the full armor you have provided for our protection, we can fight against the devil's evil tricks. Our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this world's darkness and the spiritual powers of evil in the heavenly world. So we pray in the Spirit continuously, asking for your help, strength, and guidance. We also pray for our brothers and sisters that together we will stand firm against the enemy of our souls. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a blessing to share with you today. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Again, this is the message we prepared for Friday, June 6th, 2008. We share that because we want to make you aware of the additional resources on the site today. Several photos related to the message you may find interesting, but I did find an online version of that Keith Green song. It's a rather unusual video presentation, but it is his original words being sung. I also have a link to the lyrics, and it's his voice, I mean, and I can't tell whether the man that did it is doing it in a mocking way or really trying to make the point that Keith Green was making. You'll have to determine that if you care to listen, watch it. It is a video that I have embedded on one of my websites. And again, dailyencouragement.net, our message is Friday, June 6, 2008. We also have several songs on it's the Lion of Judah and worshiping the true God today. It's interesting when you focus on the devil. You feel like you, even within the message itself, even though it's not something we normally deal with, it's just a need to make sure and have the edifying material about the true God as well. And I do have a link to an online study on Satanology, which is the study of what the Bible says about the devil or Satan, and you may find that interesting if you care to look at it. It's a pretty extensive page, in fact. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful to the Lion of Judah.